You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham here with our film guru, Casey T. Allen. Welcome back, Casey.
I'm back.
And this week you saw the film The Curse of La Llorona. Tell us what it's about and your take.
While watching this movie, I started to get hungry since I hadn't yet eaten dinner, and my thoughts about what I might eat after this movie were more interesting to me than the movie I was watching. Set in 1970s LA, a social worker learns about the shocking death of two young boys she's helped care for, and she starts learning the centuries-old Mexican folktale of La Llorona, or the Weeping Woman. This angry ghost takes the form of a Mexican woman in a dirty white dress, bent on luring children to a watery grave. There's far too many rules hastily thrown together in this movie to explain where this ghost comes from, how she finds her victims, and how she can be defeated. The Curse of La Llorona doesn't seem concerned about giving a compelling original story with well-developed characters. It functions more as an unnecessary piece in the horror franchise of the Conjuring movies. Grafting this movie into the universe of the Conjuring movies was the only surprise The Curse of La Llorona offered. With other spin-off films like Annabelle and The Nun, and even more sequels in the works, isn't it time to let sleeping ghosts lie?
A mild recommendation?
It was okay. It was just a run-of-the-mill horror film.
All right, Casey, we are nearing the summer blockbuster season. Can you give us a preview of what is coming out?
The biggest film of the century, Avengers Endgame, comes out this coming weekend. There's the Lion King film adaptation that comes out in July, and a new Spider-Man sequel. Here's hoping there will be other things to make it more diverse.
Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure. Fucking a heavy curse.